already the giver of so much. The agricultural, the very fertile Gangetic Delta, from everything, the flow of the river itself was basically the key to provide all the fertility that was needed, all the groundwater recharge that was needed all along her belt of 2,500 kilometers. So when billions of people were already dependent upon the river for their survival, this saying that now exploiting the water for the development is actually counterproductive to the very aspect of economy. Because what is happening now is that you have created hydropower projects in the upstream basin. Now that hydropower projects, what they do is that when you collect the river water in the reservoir, you have to desilt. That desiltation process is basically taking away the most fertile part of the river. And that fertile part of the river was very important for the river to take all the way down to West Bengal, to the Gangetic Delta, which is what was making that delta one of the most fertile deltas of the world. So this is another very key point to notice, that essentially the impact in the overall economy in the name of development is being quite bad.
And ma'am, we've talked about this, and there have been change of governments, there have been change of programs on Ganga. Earlier it was Ganga Action Plan, then it was Ganga Action Plan 2, now it is National Mission for Clean Ganga. Is it just the programs that the government is launching and has no real interest towards cleaning Ganga, or these programs are really holding their ground and helping River Ganga rejuvenate?
I won't it will be very cynical to say that, you know, they don't have any interest to clean the Ganga. I am not cynical. I don't say that they don't have interest to clean the Ganga. No. The problem is that they're approaching the full issue in the wrong way. You cannot approach the cleaning of the river without ensuring the flow of the river. So what everywhere right now, NMCG is just a change of name. But the work that they are doing is again just focused about sewage treatment plants. Right. Or maybe just the tree plantations or maybe stuff like that. Maybe they are a little bit of an improved aspect, but more or less the work that was done in the Ganga Action Plan, and it failed miserably for several years, more or less usi dharre pe aaj bhi baat ho rahi hai. So the point is that we have to ensure that for example, now during the lockdown, why is it that in the lockdown in so many years now, for the first time that we are seeing that the water in Haridwar and Rishikesh is actually even possible to drink?
Yes, ma'am.
Because the human intervention has reduced.
Right.
So this clearly shows that all of these years, what we were trying to achieve with sewage treatment plants and all of these things was of no use.
Right.
What we had to do is two main things. A, you have to ensure the flow of the river free flow of the river. That is number one. That is the most important part of the river.
Right.
And second is that you have to separate the sewage from the river.
Right, ma'am.
So whatever the industrial waste, whatever the domestic waste, whatever that you call as wastage, should not flow into the river. That was the two key things for any cleaning program to actually achieve or to actually be remotely successful.
Right.
So these two aspects have not been addressed by any of the government for whatever commercial and for whatever capital reasons, because obviously there are tanneries involved, there are big industries involved, there are all of these domestic zonal master plans which have completely been messed up in all these years. The municipalities have not made the sewers rightly. So all of this is so jumbled up over the years. कि इसकी इस इसकी इसकी जो methodical approach है उसको लेने के बजाय क्या किया जाए कि मतलब बस एक 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 जो knee-jerk reaction वाला response होता है कि आप sewage treatment plant डाल दो, better efficiency से डाल दो, पर sewage treatment plant ही डालते रहो. वो ट्रीटेड पानी गंगा में डालने का कोई मतलब नहीं है, वो गंगा नहीं है, वो गंगा जल नहीं है. देयर इज अ होल प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द गंगा रिवर. व्हाट यू कुड ऑल्सो जस्ट स्पीक अबाउट इन योर एस्पेक्ट इज द एस्पेक्ट ऑफ गंगत्व. व्हाट इज गंगा जल? दैट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. दैट व्हाई इज इट दैट गंगा इज स्पेशल. सो गंगा की अभी रिसेंट एक नीरी की एक रिपोर्ट आई है पिछले साल की, जिसमें वो बता रहे हैं कि नीरी,
सॉरी
नीरी नीरी
NEERI
नीरी की रिपोर्ट है, जिसमें which was given by the government itself to ensure to assess the water quality. And NEERI came out with the study saying that Ganga Jal is unique because it has the property to clean 17 different pathogens, 17 different kinds of pathogens. And it has a whole property of self cleaning itself, which was not found in the river Yamuna or in the river Narmada.
Okay.
And as a comparative samples. So even considering this as a baseline study, it importantly means that the river Ganga is unique and special in its own right. Having said that, what we have to ensure is that the river water quality needs to be of this level throughout the 2500 kilometers of the river Ganga. That is called cleaning the Ganga. तो ये गंगत्व जो है ये आपका फाउंडेशन स्टोन बनना चाहिए कि हमें इस चीज को रखना है. अभी क्या हो रहा है कि ये जो गंगा जी की प्रॉपर्टीज हैं, ये टीवी के ऊपर तो आपको फुल फ्लेजेड दिख रही है और टीवी के तुरंत बाद ये 90% खत्म हो जाती है और फिर ये थोड़ी बहुत आगे जाकर कानपुर में टू सम एक्सटेंट रिवाइव होती है और फिर खत्म हो जाती है. तो गंगत्व को पूरी तरीके से आप गंगोत्री से लेकर गंगा सागर तक रिस्टोर करें, वो कहलाएगा आपका नेशनल मिशन क्लीन गंगा. वो होना चाहिए नेशनल मिशन ऑफ क्लीन गंगा. दैट इज रियली कंजर्विंग द गंगा. वो नहीं है तो फिर आप सीवेज ट्रीटमेंट प्लांट लगाते रहिए, आप ट्रीटेड पानी डालते रहिए. दैट नॉट मेक एनी सेंस. इट्स ऑल रैंडम, इट्स ऑल इन द एयर. तो ये सब.
And just to wrap it up, ma'am, you talked about water in Haridwar and Rishikesh is now drinkable due to the COVID-19 coronavirus situation. We Indians have been following this tradition for centuries now, that the person has to have his last mortal remains submerged in River Ganga. The last prayers must be done on River Ganga. Corpses, half-burned corpses of people and animals should be thrown into River Ganga. If a pandemic like coronavirus can change all of that, were we ignoring the way has been flowing from our Indian land, and were we violating the terms that the river Ganga has? And did we really require a situation like coronavirus to improve the river water?
See, the point is that, you know, so now this is also one of the big issues that one has to face. Now, जब भी हम गंगा के साथ हम कितनी भी सारे अपनी प्रथाओं की बातचीत करते हैं, तो पहला का पहला जो हमारा आक्रमण होता है वो हमेशा हमारे ट्रेडिशंस के ऊपर होता है कि हम ये करते थे, हम वो करते थे. हम जी पहले गंगा, कोई बच्चा पैदा होता है तो हम उसके मुंह में गंगा जल डालते हैं, कोई मरता है तो उसके मुंह में गंगा जल डालते हैं, कोई बीमार पड़ता है तो उसके मुंह में गंगा जल डालते हैं, सब कुछ होता है. पर आप मुझे ये समझाइए कि गंगा की सेहत जो है वो कब खराब हुई? गंगा की सेहत तो जब खराब हुई ना, तब आपने इंडस्ट्रीज उसके आसपास डाली, जब आपने अपने डोमेस्टिक सीवेज वहां पे डाला, जब आपने उसका रिवर वाटर डाइवर्ट किया. गंगा की सेहत तो प्राचीन से तो ये सारी प्रथाएं चलती आ रही हैं, जिसमें कि एक साधु और एक बच्चा जो होता है उसका शरीर जो होता है उसको जलाने के बजाय उस शरीर को हम गंगा जी में सबमर्ज कर देते हैं. जो गंगा के बहाव से और उसमें जो जानवर रहते हैं वो उसको पूर्णतः खत्म कर लेते थे, वो उनका भोजन बन जाता था. तो इसमें इन सब प्रथाओं के साथ लिंक कर ये मैं नहीं समझती हूँ कि ये जस्टिफाइड है कि ये कहना कि गंगा के साथ हमारा जो वो रहा है वो गलत है. ट्रेडिशन जितना वो करते हैं, मैं मानती हूँ जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल जो आइडल वर्शिप होती है और आइडल्स जो होती हैं जिसमें केमिकल और ये सब कुछ भरा हुआ होता है और उन आइडल्स को सबमर्ज किया जाता है, आई कम्प्लीटली अग्री दैट इट इज अ रॉन्ग प्रैक्टिस, इट शुड नॉट बी डन. ये सब चीजें हैं कि पर ट्रेडिशनली हम ऐसा नहीं है कि हमारी प्रथाएं जो है वो बड़ी गंगा जी को गंदगी करने वाली प्रथाएं रही है, ऐसा बिल्कुल भी नहीं है. वी हैव ऑलवेज आई डोंट ब्लेम द ट्रेडिशंस, आई बेसिकली ब्लेम फॉर द रॉन्ग एस्पेक्ट ऑफ इम्पोर्टिंग दिस कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ डिवेलपमेंट हैज बीन द मेजर रीजन फॉर स्पॉइलिंग द क्वालिटी ऑफ द रिवर वॉटर. Yes. That is one, that is the main key that we have to take. That is the takeaway that everybody needs to realize. That, you know, depositing the sewer into the river, not separating the industrial wastage, taking an easy path and allowing all the industrial waste to get into the river, not allowing the river to flow freely, diverting the river waters, then creating such huge structures, such huge hydropower projects, completely destroying the Himalayan ecology, thereby completely ruining the intricate relationship between the river and the mountains where she flows. So all of these are collective aspects which have collectively reduced the health of river. It's not the tradition. To look down on the tradition basically would imply being penny wise and pound foolish.
Right.
So, no, it's not the traditions, it's the practices of the so-called sustainable developmental practices which have not been sustainable on the River Ganga, which is why we are having this conversation today.
Yes, ma'am. So, thank you so much. This was really insightful. And I need to submit this project on 11th, but I'm very happy that I'm working on a project like this. My classmates right now are working on projects which are...